Galesburg Silver Streaks kick off the football season next Friday night. They will be on the road at Dunlap to play the Eagles. They made it to the 5A championship game last year. It gets a whole lot easier week two, though. We'll talk all about the schedule coming up. And meet the Streaks tonight out at F&M Bank Stadium, Van Dyke Field. Joining us this morning, the head coach of the Galesburg High football team, Mike Washabaugh. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Well, thanks for taking some time with us this morning. You were talking a little bit off the air. I know you get to a certain point in the preseason where guys are kind of ready. It's like they've been playing against each other a lot, and they kind of get ready to hit somebody else. Are you guys kind of getting in that mode now?
Yeah, you know, the excitement right out of the gate, the two helmet days, you know, pretty high, and then you get into helmet shoulder patch 3 days, and then the big excitement is going full pads on Saturday. And then you kind of go into that camp grind mode here this week, you know, especially the first 4 days, which we've tried to mix up some of the things we're doing, just keep the excitement level up, you know, and then it kind of culminates tonight with Meet the Streaks ahead of all game prep and, you know, getting into a game week next week.
You know, I won't say everything was seamless, but I don't know, but the change with Coach Doherty resigning and you getting hired, but you guys, you and the staff were doing things even in the interim before you actually got hired, just making sure that the routine was still there, and no matter who was going to be the head coach, that the guys were going to be ready. You had them coming in lifting and doing whatever workouts could. How did that whole process go for you as heading into when practice started?
Yeah, a lot of my assistants also coach other sports, so they're busy during the winter or spring. So you know, as that kind of came around, I took a lead kind of in the weight room. I mean, that's the biggest thing, you know, during our spring phase of lifting, and kind of headed that up. Like whether I got the job or somebody else, you know, it would be a disservice to our kids not to prepare them, you know, physically to be able to prepare to play at that level. And then also academic grade checks, you know, keeping guys on points. So it's not going to be an issue here at the beginning of first term when they're in season. You know, so a lot of those things, you know, ahead of before the job was even posted, you know, myself and then a couple of assistants are able to be in there. You know, we kept that ball rolling, you know, so there wasn't that 9-week, 10-week lull in between, you know, Tim's resignation and then the next guy being hired.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking a little bit yesterday with of course Jake Miller and Sean Hickey, who have been on the staff out there and coached some of these kids you have and at the lower levels and both of them having been players and everything too. That transition, I don't think could have been much better for the kids, because sometimes there's that, you know, new coach comes in, new system, and everything just changes. Well, that didn't happen. And even though there may be things you tweak in the system and put your own stamp on it, there was some familiarity. These kids know you. The seniors have seen you for 4 years. The other kids they all know you. So that, I think that probably made the transition a lot smoother for the kids.
Yeah, it was a huge sigh of relief. I think we finished up our spring lifting with non-spring athletes, May 10th, had our kind of meeting with all freshmen, sophomore, juniors. That would now be sophomore, junior, seniors. You know, there's a lot of questions in that meeting that I headed up, you know, trying to pass out. I kind of did our calendar through May and then all the way up until football activities in June, you know, hoping that the hire would be made, which our administration did a great job and got that done very quick. You know, and then we started May 23rd with our summer lifting program, still no head coach in place. And there's a lot of questions there, you know, asking me. I'd already interviewed for the job, but just kind of waiting on it. And, you know, and then that came out that Sunday on the 27th. So that next Monday, the next day, it was a huge sigh of relief, you know, for the kids. And we really didn't miss a beat.
Mike Washabaugh, head football coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Meet the Streaks tonight out at F&M Bank Stadium, Van Dyke Field. Donation, a case of water or a sports drink, which you guys use throughout the season, that you have in the locker room, assuming refrigerated.
Yeah, right? Halftime, yeah. Travel meals we purchase, travel drinks. They usually take one as they get on and then after the game. So, you know, proper hydration. We try to push that all the way through.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's been at least a few years that Meet the Streaks has changed a little bit, because it used to just be at this particular event. This was the football Meet the Streaks, and that's who you'd meet. But it's kind of changed. It's got, with the exception of volleyball, I think you're introducing all the fall sports and then some of the 7th and 8th grade football teams as well.
Yeah, Tim did a great job, and we basically start off with freshman scrimmage and then a fresh soft scrimmage, you know, our sophomore ones versus freshman ones. You know, which is usually a pretty high level scrimmage, and then we have our 7th and 8th grade scrimmage, one at each end, and I think that started 2 years ago with Tim. And you know, it just gets more of that community buy-in. You know, we want everyone to be on the same page, and we've done everything we can. You know, JFL junior high to high school, you know, to all be on the same page and try to really get the ball rolling. And I just think that's one more thing that's kind of added to that.
Always a fun event. Of course, the Booster Club hosting their free tailgate and hoping to get some members. That starts at 5:30. And again, everything tonight at 5:30 out at F&M Bank Stadium and Van Dyke Field. Galesburg High School head football coach Mike Washabaugh joining us here. This morning. I was looking at something else on the paper here. So the season kicks off next Friday night. You'll start on the road. Dunlap lost some players, but some key players, but some really good position players coming back. They played in the 5A championship game last year, lost, of course, to Phillips, but they got quarterback back. They got a young man or a receiver that that's kind of a hard guy for anybody to cover. So you have things like that to deal with. Then, of course, as I mentioned, it gets really easy week two. Geneseo comes in, and that's going to be the norm now because as of next year, they will be part of the Western Big Six Conference, as is with Sterling. And in talking with our broadcast team yesterday, you know, looking up and down this schedule, there has been years where you might say, well, that week's kind of a, and I know you as a coach don't look and you don't talk to the players like this, but oh, this week, this is kind of a gimme. We know we're going to win this one. You don't have that at all.
No, it's 9 weeks of high level football, you know, yeah. And we try not to go. We go big picture, you know, in July when we set team goals, but, you know, we really just try to focus in on our biggest goal right now is to go 1-0 next week.
Mm-hmm. And it's always been a team, a really good matchup between Dunlap and the Streets. It's always been a great way to start the season. Similar facilities down there with the sport turf and everything. They've got some new bleachers, us in the press love their new press box and much better than it used to be. But, talk a little bit about, what you're expecting in that game in particular. Obviously you have to prepare for some things they do, but I know a lot of coaches look at, and maybe this is more of a basketball thing. It's like, well, we don't worry about what they're going to do. We worry about what we're going to do. If we do what we're supposed to do, everything falls into place. Is it kind of a combination of those things?
Yeah, week one's always kind of hard. I mean, it's better because we've played this team, you know, and we know what they're going to do. And then we're able to kind of scout them based on, I mean, their four playoff games, their state championship game last year, on things that they were successful with, take the pieces out that have graduated and those things, kind of how they'll skew that. So it's not like you're playing somebody that you have no film on, you have no idea, you know. So we kind of focus on both, like especially the first 6 days of practice. We go through two sets of installs, and we're really pushed on us through that August camp. And then here about Tuesday through the rest of this week, we've really started kind of honing in on Dunlap stuff. Saturday we'll unveil all the film stuff, like cut up, so we showed them, scouting report, that stuff. And then Monday we'll be all the way through. They return a quarterback, Miles Burke, that played all the games, got hurt on the first series, state championship game. They had to play without their quarterback, the Myman kid. Passmore is another receiver that returns. They only have one offensive lineman returning because they were very, very big last year. You know, they got some pieces back. I mean, it's high school football. That happens every year. Graduation happens, and then the next batch comes in, you know, and you just hope that those up-down seasons, you know, you want to get to a level of sustained winning.
Mike Washabaugh, head football coach, Galesburg High School. Let's talk a little bit about your team. Same thing as always. Guys graduate, new guys step up. You got some experienced players, and it seems like you kind of have a nice mix of that. What for you coming into this season? Once last season ended, what maybe was the biggest question mark? Looking at any, was it a particular offensive line, defensive line, backfield, whatever?
I would say the wide receiver position. We had all seniors that played there last year. We did graduate our quarterback, but all three of those guys that played heavy minutes, they're all graduated. So we had to move some pieces around personnel-wise to get our best athletes on the field offensively. And I think we've gotten there, and we've developed some guys, and we've got some depth there. You know, it's just they haven't done it at the varsity level, you know. So, you know, hopefully it speeds up their clock, and, you know, we're good week one.
Are you happy with what you've seen so far on the practice side of things?
Yeah, I mean, we've stayed healthy with our ones. We've hit a little bit of soft tissue injury stuff with twos, but some of those guys are getting back, I mean, tonight and like yesterday. So I think we're good injury-wise. You know, it's just, you know, hopefully we roll into tonight. We had a very controlled scrimmage Tuesday night, and then we have tonight. So hopefully we go out there under the lights, underneath the crowd. You know, and that's the biggest thing, I think, that helps with doing this is they're able to be under there rather than game one next Friday. Some of those guys, you know, pack stadium and then gotta lose.
Was there an area you thought, hey, this is going to be pretty solid and you've seen some improvement there too?
Yeah, the offensive line and defensive line. Offensive line, we bring back 3 of 5 starters. Blaise Purchase was a sophomore last year, started all 9 games. Nate Geithner, Austin Wettstein are both going to be seniors, played as juniors last year. We moved some pieces around and got the other two starters in there. I thought we had 8 or 9 guys that could play. Again, I talked about some of the soft tissue injury stuff. We were down to probably about 6 or 7, and now we're starting to get some of those guys back. So I think we have some depth, especially once we get those guys back. Defensively, you know, I thought up front we bring back 3 guys that played minutes for us last year. So hopefully, you know, that experience level and physicality, you know, they can carry that over, and that can be one of the strong suits of our defense.
Galesburg High School head football coach Mike Washabaugh joining us here this morning. Meet the Streaks tonight out at F&M Bank Stadium, Van Dyke Field. The season opener next Friday night on the road at Dunlap. Then the home opener, the Geneseo Maple Leafs, will come to town. That'll be Friday, August 31st. Rochelle, no slouch. Rocky, Quincy, Moline may be the team to beat in the Big Six, although everybody's going to be pretty good. UT, Alleman, and you end the game, actually end with 2 weeks at home with Alleman and Granite City. Talk a little bit about, you said you had to move some players around. Do you have a lot of two-way guys? And let me ask you, in high school, for instance, at the college level or the professional level, when a guy gets moved a position or from one side of the ball to the other, it's kind of a big deal. But is it not as much at the high school level because so many guys play both ways?
Yeah, we try to be platooned as much as we can, you know, early through summer and then early through camp before we hit some of the injury stuff. I think we were fully platooned up front on both sides of the ball. Some of that's kind of changed. I think up front, you know, just the amount of physicality and banging that goes on, you know, it's important to try to get those guys breaks. Skill guys, you know, and depending on position, you know, I think it's a little bit easier for some of those guys to go both ways. You know, it just becomes, you know, back into the season where they start getting some heavy legs, things like that. But that's our ultimate goal, you know, and big picture, we've really talked about trying to, you know, boost up our numbers. Like, we're up to 104 kids out. I think we had 82, 85 last year. You know, my goal was 90 this first year. So we've hit that out of the water, and that's all to my assistants. Like, we were able to retain a lot of those junior, seniors, sophomores now, you know, through the spring and then through summer, you know, the relationships I had, but they've really, I think we had 36 freshmen last year and we're up to 45 out. So that's a test to them. You know, they've bought in. They know that we need numbers. You know, and our ultimate goal is to get 40 freshmen out, 30 freshmen or 30 sophomores out, and then 20 and 20, and then we can start, you know, getting into that question of platooning. Like, this guy can play defense, this guy can play offense. They both have positions on both sides of the ball, but that's where we keep guys fresh, and that's ultimately, you know, just the size of schools that we play. Like, Moline is fully platooned. Quincy is getting pretty close. You know, and we're the small school other than Alleman, you know, so we do have to count on, you know, five or six guys to go both ways.
Yeah, it's great that the kids have to buy in, because it's tough, because, you know, there are kids that know that I'm going to go out there and put all this work in and I'm not going to get much playing time at some point, but I need to do this work in practice for us to be a good team. And it's great. You have to have kids like that. I don't care what the sport is. It's tough to get them to buy in, but it's great that's happening, though.
Yeah, and we've kind of changed the way we practice. So freshman, sophomore together, we're all together on the field. We have seven coaches. So there's a defensive staff, offensive staff, and then our varsity is just together. So it's really elevated some of those juniors that in the past might have been leapfrogged a little bit by sophomores. They would get some of that scout team playing time, you know. So in essence, everyone's getting snaps during practice and developing. You know, it's not like a big lull of I'm a sophomore, but I can't play against varsity. So, you know, I'm watching practice or juniors, same thing. Like, they're all getting better, you know, and I think that's program development. I think the guys buy in. It makes them excited to come to practice because they're participating, you know, and in the long run, big picture, hopefully they're developing and, you know, you want them to be able to contribute, whether they played as a junior or not. Hopefully everyone can be helpful as a senior, you know, and get their playing time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. As a coach, you want that competition. You want the next guy and the next guy to be competing. You want to have three, four guys competing at one position.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all the way through, you know, summer into August camp, like, you want that. And then who knows? You know, we could have an injury at one position. We could have two injuries in week one, you know, and that next guy's got to be able to roll in and be ready to go. So, you know, big picture, I think we're about 34 juniors and seniors right now. Like I spoke, hopefully we get over 40. You know, with a couple sparing sophomores that would dress for us and contribute that are ready. But once we can get the numbers up to that, you know, I really think that will help depth-wise and hopefully push us towards platooning, you know, being able to get as many guys on the field just one way, you know, and then those special guys can help us both ways.
Mike Washabaugh, head football coach, Galesburg High School. Meet the Streaks tonight out at F&M Bank Stadium, Van Dyke Field. The season opener next Friday night at Dunlap. The home opener against Geneseo the following Friday. Of course, you can hear all the games if you can't be there right here on WGIO with Brad Benowitz and Sean Hickey, Jake Miller. Coach, is it important? Because obviously defense is going to be keying a lot on Kobe Ramirez. That's a name they know. That's a number they've seen a lot. So I guess it's probably important for, like you said, new receiver court for guys to really step up to take some pressure off that position.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we know we're going to get out of Kobe. He's played sophomore year. You know, he probably would have been half and half with DeAndre in that 16 season, won eight games. We were really pushing by about week three, week four to split, because DeAndre's playing defense for us, you know, to split the carries down the middle. Kobe got an ankle in the Moline game, so that kind of slowed his down. But then he turned around and took 32 carries in that Peoria High game. So he has a lot of experience coming back, you know, 1,200 yards last year and 16 touchdowns. So we know we're going to get out of him, you know, and we've got some more depth at running back, you know, so we can take some of the banging off of him as we get down the stretch. But those other skill positions, you know, and the other intricacies of our offense, like when they put seven guys against six in the box, or when we have a loaded front and we got seven guys in the box and they have eight, you know, they got the numbers advantage. So we've got to be able to win one-on-ones. We've got to be able to, you know, take advantage of teams trying to tee off and really stop our run game.
Oh, and then it also takes, you know, a smart quarterback, which you lost one, but you gained another one.
Yeah, for sure. Connor Ayton was a Western Big Six All-Conference sophomore baseball player, so he's already been in the fire, you know, in high competition. He plays really, really high competition in baseball all summer, you know, so I'm really excited to see what he'll be able to do. You know, his development of quarterback, Tim was able to roll him in last year and get him some snaps in game, so it's not like this is going to be his first varsity playing time. So I'm really excited to see what he's got in his tank.
Mike Washabaugh, head coach, Galesburg High School football team. The season again opens next week. Meet the Streaks tonight. You can come out and get a look at the 2018 edition of the Galesburg Silver Streak football team. Well, Mike, thank you so much for taking some time this morning. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to the season. We'll get you on at some point again during the season, and hopefully be talking about lots of W's.
Yeah, that's the goal, and I appreciate the coverage you guys give us.
Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yep.